first of all, I know you've had a couple of meets here, some opens, but how did you like how the preseason stuff went leading into what I guess is now the bulk of the schedule?
You know, we opened it up last weekend in Fargo, North Dakota, there at the Bison Open. And that's the first time getting down on weight. That's always a tough one. But I thought our guys did a really good job managing their weight. They looked great right out of the gates. And so we scored a lot of bonus points. And I thought as a team, we were really impressed with them overall, you know, from the staff perspective. There were some guys, we lost a couple of close ones at the end. But overall, that was one of the better looks that I felt our guys have had beginning of the season. So that was a good start. And yeah, and then leading into this week here, we got a big duel here at home against Oklahoma State here on Saturday at 7 p.m. And so we're excited. We got a really good season ahead of us, great competition, which we know prepares our guys for the NCAA tournament. But this weekend here, there's going to be some fun matches. So I know our guys are excited. And we, you know, they're talking about going out and getting an upset. So we'll see if they can get this done.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, obviously one of the blue bloods in college wrestling. How exciting is it to have them in your building here in the Twin Cities?
It's great. You know, you look at some of the matchups, there's a lot of really good matchups of, you know, guys that are ranked in the teens. We got a couple of the top ranked guys. You got a guy like Patrick McKee at 125 that's ranked fifth in the country. And he's competing against another guy that's ranked around 15th in the country. So that should be a great match. And excuse me, you got two All-Americans at 157, Brayton Lee, and a returning All-American from Oklahoma State there, Sheets at 157. That'd be a great one. I mean, you have Dayton Fix from Oklahoma State at 133, who's a world team member, second in the worlds, and is the number two ranked guy at 133. So the exciting phase for guys to get a chance to watch. And they got the number one wrestler at 197, Ferrari. They'll be competing against an unranked guy in our lineup right now, Mike Foy, which we've been really impressed with. So he's unranked, but we know he's better than that. So we're excited to watch him grow this year. And then obviously we got our top ranked heavyweight in the country, Gable Steveson, that'll put on a show. And this will be his first time back. And potentially some of the last matches that our fans would ever get a chance to watch him. So this duel, there's a lot more matches than that. Obviously every single match is going to be important, but it should be a really fun one. You look on paper, I think we're maybe favored in four of the matches. Some of them are tight, but there's other ones that are still up in the air. So I think it's a very winnable duel as long as we go out and start, get a good start and finish right with Gable at the end. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, too, about that. I know internally you guys have high hopes for what this team can accomplish. How important can it be, like, if you do go out and wrestle really well, to kind of just, you know, make a statement early in the season to the country that you guys are here and ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's one duel, and so there's a lot of the season left behind us. But to have a good weekend, it just builds confidence and gets things, you know, the momentum going in the right direction. And we don't have any super seniors on our team. So we actually got a really young team. And so if you have success with young guys against one of the top programs in the country, it says good things about them, because I know the growth, you know, there's a lot of growth usually in the first 2-3 years that you're in college. You know, you see your most growth. So for some of these guys being in their first or second year, if we can go out and have success, you know, early, it's going to be something that's going to be easy to build on.
You mentioned Gable, obviously such a storybook summer with his gold medal, and he's done, you know, done it all for the Gophers as well, Big Ten titleist, national titleist, all of that. And he's got the unique deal now with the name, image, and likeness with the WWE. And I'm not sure anybody knows for sure how his schedule will look, but will Gopher fans get to see him in most duels this year, or how will his schedule work? I know he's also juggling, I'm sure, some classes as well with all of that.
Yeah. So he's busy with, you know, he's got a lot of different things going on there, pulling him in different directions, but he is a professional. I know that he can handle this, and he's going to stay focused and do his job here. He wants to finish this season out right, you know, knowing that potentially this could be the last time anybody watches him compete as an amateur wrestler. You know, there is some talk that maybe he would try to come back for the 2024 Olympics, if that was possible, but those are some of the things up in the air with, you know, his career afterwards with the WWE. But his plans right now are wrestling all the home duels. So he'll be at all our home duels. And then the thought is to go to all the away duels. And so as far as tournaments, like he wasn't at the Bison Open last week. We got the Vegas tournament coming up, the Cliff Keen invite out in Las Vegas. There aren't plans of having him go out and compete at that one. So if you're going to watch him, you know, any of the local guys that want to get a chance to see him before he's gone, they're going to have to come to those home duels. That'll be important. And then the plan is to utilize him in the Big Ten duels in January and February, and just use those really as tools for him to prepare for the Big Tens and NCAAs. But yeah, those are going to be your opportunities to see him. Will be in the duels only, looks like.
Yeah, and how exciting is that from a standpoint of program interest? And I would guess that you have seen, you know, some folks really get interested in coming to those duels to watch him. I mean, he is certainly, as you mentioned, he's a showstopper in and of himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think every match, you know, it could be really exciting, but Gable's an entertainer. There's a lot of people that are coming to watch him that bought season tickets that maybe hadn't had him in the past or that have said they're going to buy them and they've never been season ticket holders, or maybe even fans of wrestling that have said they're coming to watch this guy get on the mat and compete because he's special. And so it's increased the interest, no doubt about it. And it's he's always fun. You know, he's going to entertain, he's going to do his thing when he's out there. And that's one promise that he's made. And, you know, he told the guys on the team this week, you put this thing in a spot where I can put it away. He said, yeah, that's a guarantee, I'm going to do that. And so he's extremely confident. I know he brings confidence in, and these young wrestlers. He did a really good job just speaking of what it means to be the best and what your mindset has to be. And so I love having him as a leader for these guys one more year. And so we got a lot of great leaders in, on the team, but Gable's special, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and of course, with him, you could get pins from him, but it's almost more fun to watch him extend a match and just get the points, right? And then get the bonus points from that standpoint, because he's so fast and quick, and all of a sudden you look and it's like, how did he score that? And then it's a technical fall sometimes, and that sometimes is more exciting and fun than if he were just to, you know, put a guy away in 10 seconds.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's great to watch him. You know, he's just the best at what he does. So a chance to get him watch him do his thing on the mat is special. You know, sometimes it's like great to have him close the duel, but we talk all the time. A lot of times it's nice to have him somewhere in the middle or somewhere where you can follow that lead, you know, where he goes out and dismantles the guy and, you know, changes momentum quickly. And then it's something that you can kind of continue to run on. And so it's awesome to have that. You know, I think our plan is right now is just to let him close down the duels, but there's always a thought there. If we feel like the momentum would be different, maybe we would try to draw and do something in some of these duels, you know, these upcoming duels based on what we think could be best for the team and the momentum we need. So
last one for you. You mentioned that you're a relatively young team when you compare some of these other schools that have the super seniors. Give us a name or two, or maybe a few names of some newcomers that Gopher fans might be excited to see and you're excited to see on the mat as well.
Yeah, I'd say Jared Kratinger is a new guy, a new face to our program, not new to NCAA wrestling, but he transferred in from Wisconsin, was a two-time national qualifier. He's at 174 pounds, so that's a new face. He won the Bison last week, so we're excited to have him on our team and going out and competing for us. Isaiah Salazar is a freshman at 184 pounds. Very excited about him. He's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met. Just an amazing individual, both on and off the mat. And so he'll be a new face at 184. I mentioned Michael Foy, whose dad had wrestled for the Gophers back in the day and made some world teams and Olympic teams in Greco-Roman, is in the lineup here and going to be competing. And that's really cool to see. And so he's a new face. Andrew Sparks, who made some big strides last year, got injured in the Big Tens, but was really just hammering his way through the Big Ten season and through the competition that we had. Looked phenomenal. He's a freshman this year, will be exciting to watch him compete. Michael Block has entered the team last year. I know fans with COVID didn't have the opportunity to get down and see him in person, but now they'll get a chance to watch him. I've been talking a lot about him at 149 pounds. He transferred in from UNI, and he was at 141 for them, moved up to 149, and you could see by the end of the season, he was making some really big gains. He lost an overtime match in the Big Ten semifinals, which says something about him. And in an overtime match, came back for third in the Big Ten. So So he's phenomenal. And I thought he's made big strides from them. So we're really impressed with him. And then you get a lot of these guys battling it out at 141. The guy that was behind Blockus at 149 last year, Jake Berglund, went down to 41. That's been a big commitment for him. He's had to manage his weight and be very diligent there. But that's a new face that could be in the lineup at 141 on Saturday as well. And then Gleyva is taking the lead at 133. So besides Patrick McKee and Brayton and Gable, you know, we have some relatively seven new faces in there. A couple of those guys got some starting time last year, but they're still going to be new for fans. So, yeah, I didn't know where to start or stop. There's just a lot of newness.
Yeah,
these guys are tough.
Yeah, sounds like you indeed do. And you did bring up a good point within that. So I will ask one more question about the idea. You mentioned because of the pandemic, no fans last year. Obviously, with Oklahoma State in town, you'll have a nice crowd. How nice will that be, just even if it's a road duel at some point, just to, you know, have some atmosphere in the building?
It makes all the difference. It was weird. It was different competing, you know, in venues that were empty. Sometimes they'd have noise playing in the background just to kind of offset that. But it was just a different feel. Now, these guys are professionals. So when you go out, you know, they take it very serious and they don't need that, I know, to kind of get themselves up. But having their friends and their family and the community behind them, you know, even like, as you mentioned, on the way ones, it just brings a different element, makes it more exciting. Like, everybody wants to compete in the spotlight. And so it feels more like that when there's a full venue. And so this crowd this weekend is going to be exciting, no doubt about it. We expect to see a lot of guys there. And we're pumped. There's still some season tickets left. I know that. And they have a wooden plaque that they're giving out for every season ticket holder for some of the people that want to get a unique wooden plaque of the state of Minnesota. And it's got an engraved image of Gable Steveson in there, one of his live action images from last year and all of his accolades so far. It's a pretty cool little tribute to Gable Steveson, a one of a lifetime opportunity here for our season ticket holders. So just to make note of that, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. No question about it. That's incentive enough, just that, let alone then you get to come and watch all the meets as well. Well, Coach, it's an exciting weekend. Go get the Cowboys. Good luck, and we'll touch base again as the year moves on.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.